Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have the principal of the Mount Erie Grade School, Donna Williams. How are you doing today, Donna?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. So how are things going in Mount Erie?
They're going very well.
All right. You've got the big PTO auction. We've got the kids on the air right now. So how long have you been doing the big, how long has PTO been doing this auction? It's like forever, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been many years. I'm not really sure exactly how many, but for several, at least 10.
At least 10, okay. Mm-hmm. Does auction get bigger and better every year?
It does.
All right.
It's very good.
Okay.
It's a great fundraiser for our PTO.
Okay. Let's talk about the school in Mount Erie. How is things going there? State funding coming in? It's part of the North Wayne District, so...
Right. We're doing well. Of course, there's always those payments that haven't been made yet, you know,
right.
In regards to some of the programs. But we're doing great, and everything's going very well at Mount Erie.
All right. We are talking to Donna Williams. She is principal at the Mount Erie Grade School, and she's the first principal or superintendent I've had from the North Wayne District to come in. I'm proud to have you here. You know, your kids sounded pretty good the other day.
Yes, they did.
When they recorded their ad for the PTO.
I'm glad to be able to be here.
So I just wanted to tell you, you know, they sounded good. Always want to tell them they sound good because they sound good.
Yes, they do.
All right. We will be back, learn more about what's going on in Mount Erie in just a few moments. Stay tuned to the Community Connection.
If you're looking for substance, if you're looking for insightful commentary,
if you're trying to detect a meaningful theme,
or even something, anything you can use during your busy day,
then you probably need to miss Morning Coffee, weekday mornings between 8 and 9.
It is truly the show about nothing.
Mark Turner, Mike Greith, and yours truly, Dave Lamb, sit in the studio, open our mics, take phone calls, and talk for an hour about whatever enters our minds.
Which is usually nothing.
Morning Coffee, weekdays on WFIW 104.9.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Principal Donna Williams from the Mount Erie Grade School, and I grabbed you in here because you had students come out for the PTO auction, which is coming up on Saturday night. What time does that begin? Let's get that out in the open first.
The chili supper starts at 5. The
chili
auction,
at 5.
Yes, and the auction starts at 6.
Okay. All right. That's all happening in Mount Erie Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the Mount Erie Grade School. Is it K through 6, K through 8?
It's K through 4.
K through 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to Sisney in
the
5th grade.
Yes, they go to the middle school at 5th grade.
Okay. What is attendance like?
Our attendance as well. We have 62 students this year in K through 4. So we're down in attendance a little, but...
Okay. 62.
Mm-hmm.
Still got 62.
That's right.
You have
strong
a mascot?
Students. We do. It's the Bulldog.
The Bulldogs. Okay. The Mount Erie Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. I just never thought of it. I guess you'd have to have a mascot, wouldn't you?
Yes. Back when it was a K through 8 building, they had basketball games and everything, and we were the Bulldogs. So.
Okay. All right. What is the thing that you're most proud of this year that kids are learning?
Oh, my.
There's a lot.
There's
right?
a lot of things, yes. One of the things that kind of stands out to me because coming up is we try to teach them patriotism, you know, and what our veterans have done for us. I think that's an important thing for them to be taught, you know, and show respect to those people that have served and a lot of them that have given their lives for our country. So I'm proud of that, and I'm proud of the veterans program that we have every year.
And that's coming up next month?
That's coming up November the 9th.
November the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with the veterans salute?
Well, we have a phenomenal music teacher, Mrs. Ginlisberger, and she does a musical program in honor of veterans, and all the students participate. And then after the program, we, the PTO, and community members and the staff provides a luncheon for the veterans and their spouses. And so we have good attendance for that, and it's a great program.
So they eat with the kids?
They don't eat with the kids. They eat in the gym, and they have a special luncheon.
Oh, okay.
But it's very good. And the older students in third and fourth grade help serve them.
Oh, okay.
And do things like
How
that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. And did you celebrate Grandparents' Day earlier?
We have had a grandparents program this year, and that's always well attended. And students also sing. We do a lot of singing in our programs because they're really good singers. And so we did that, yes.
Okay. And do you have, walk me through it. Is there one teacher for each grade or?
Yes, we have one teacher for each grade level.
Okay. So who's the kindergarten teacher?
Mrs. Beth Parker.
Beth Parker, okay. She's in charge of the kindergartners.
She is in charge of the kindergartners.
All right. She's doing a fabulous job, right?
She does a fabulous job every year.
How long has she been there?
I don't know. She's been there probably 15 years.
Okay. All right. And then first grade?
First grade is Mrs. Linda Massey.
Okay.
And she has been in our district and in Mowdery School for 40 years, maybe, something like that. Anyway, she's got another year to go, I think, after this year, and she's retiring.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be looking for a first grade teacher at some point.
Yes, we will be.
Okay. But there'll be really big shoes to fill, huh?
Yes.
All right. Are either of those teachers doing anything with their students that you want to highlight right now?
Right now, we're just preparing for our veterans program and doing things like that. So right now, I can't think of anything outstanding
really anything
that they're doing at this point.
What about access to things like iPads and computers?
We have one-to-one access for iPads.
One-to-one access for iPads for all students?
Yes, every student.
Okay.
And we also have Chromebooks available. I think we have 30, 40 Chromebooks available for students to use,
too. So you're almost one-to-one on that, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. How long have you had been one-to-one with iPads? Is that
That for a few years. I'd say maybe four or five years.
4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when that came about, did you have to send teachers to? Did the teachers want it?
They did. Yeah, because we all see down the road that technology is just more and more in the classrooms. There's so much that they can access and do with the iPads. And so they were on board with that, and they all got some training for use and using it in the classroom, and the students pick up on it quicker than the adults, probably. So it's been a good experience, and they've used those for projects and things in the classroom.
Let me ask you, and you might not know the answer to this because you're the principal. When kids use Chromebooks to write papers, are their papers generally longer?
Because
they don't really have a concept of what one page is.
I'm not sure. No.
You're going to
go back and find out. Yes.
All right. We are talking to Donna Williams from the Mount Airy Grade School. She's the principal there. They've got the big PTO auction. It comes up Saturday night. Chili supper is at 5 at the Mount Airy Grade School. And we're going to talk more about that in just a few moments. So stay tuned here to WFIW.
Hey, Allison, are you going to the Mount Airy PTO auction this weekend?
Are you kidding me, Will? We always go to the fall auction. It's great.
I can't believe it. It's this Saturday. I heard there are so many awesome things up for sale. There's tools for guys, Yeti cups, boys, and lots of gift certificates to my favorite restaurants.
And don't forget tons of hair care products, makeup, fall decor, and quilts.
And did you hear they have Holiday World tickets, Big Splash, Walrus, Putt-Putt Golf, and Breakout Room?
They even have Blacklight Dodgeball and Skating Party.
We're getting there at 5 o'clock to eat at the Chili Supper with hot dogs, pretzels, desserts, and drinks. The auction starts at 6.
Make sure you buy tickets for theme baskets and raffle prizes. We have some awesome theme baskets. I hope I win.
One person will also win an Amazon Echo. All you need is a bid number.
And we all know that the money raised is used for field trips, technologies, school supplies, and great things for students.
That's amazing. I'm definitely going.
See you there.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Donna Williams, the principal at the Mount Airy Grade School. We're talking about things going on in Mount Airy. And you're almost one-to-one with Chromebooks. You are one-to-one with iPads. Been that way for 4 or 5 years. Do you think the quality of education has risen because of the technology in the classroom? Is that Is that, I guess it's imperative, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's enhanced their learning.
Okay.
It's made it easier to research things and probably broaden their scope of information that
okay.
they can get. So
all right.
it's been beneficial.
All right. Did you, are the, we talked about kindergarten and first grade, are they learning proper keyboarding?
Not in kindergarten and first grade, and that's probably where we need to do a little more work, is
oh,
getting
okay.
those keyboard skills started earlier.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. Second grade is taught by?
Mrs. Andrea Shelby.
Andrea Shelby.
And okay. she was our fourth grade teacher, and just this year has moved to second grade.
Okay. All right. She decided she wanted a bigger challenge, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And then third grade is taught by who?
Mrs. Sarah Barnfield.
Sarah Barnfield. Mm-hmm. And how long has she been?
She's been there probably 7-8 years.
Okay. All right. And then your fourth grade, your senior class.
That's right. We have a new teacher in fourth grade this year, and it's Mrs. Amber Phillips.
Oh, okay.
And she's just getting her feet wet with us just now. So we're loving having her there. So
okay.
it's good job.
All things are going good, huh?
They are.
Okay. So now when I was in school, low and many years ago, we had art classes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any art classes for the kids?
We
any creativity?
Yes,
other
and
the
teachers are doing that this year. 2 years ago, the art teacher for the district retired.
Okay,
Mrs. Denise Tadlock, and we haven't been able to find an art teacher. They're very difficult. Those positions are very hard to fill. And last year, we had a parent volunteer that came in and did an activity once a week with every class. And so we appreciated that very much. This year, the teachers are doing it because we still haven't found an art teacher. So if you know of an art teacher out there,
okay.
send them our way.
Mount Airy Grade School, what's the address? Send your resume. All right. And then along with that, a parent, there was a schedule of parents who came in. They were each assigned a painting and were told to find out about it and research it and then come in and present it to the class. And they did that once a week. It was really, really kind of nice,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know my mom knew that much about paintings.
Yes, we had a parent volunteer, Crystal Paul, that came in last year and did an activity with every grade, and that was wonderful.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess really... let's talk about the PTO and parent involvement. That's really kind of key,
mm-hmm.
especially in grades 1-4
yes.
or K through 4.
Yes.
I guess parent the PTO is pretty strong in Mount Airy, right?
They are very strong. We have a wonderful PTO that does wonderful things for our students and
okay.
the staff.
All right. So they've got this chili supper. They do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up what will be tomorrow night at 5. And how many people are in the PTO?
Oh, it varies. But we probably average 10 to 12 parents that actually attend the PTO meetings. But we have a lot more that are involved just by donating time at different events and items and things like that. So I would say there's a fairly high percentage of parents that are involved in some way,
okay.
but they don't always attend the meetings, which
about
are fine.
Third to a
yes.
half,
yes.
Right around those numbers.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have, when children first start kindergarten, is there an outreach for the parents?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, they're always invited. At our open house, we have our first PTO meeting of the year after our open house. And so they're there, and they usually will stay, and we have a big attendance usually for that meeting.
Okay.
And they learn all about PTO and how they can be involved and the things that they can do.
Okay. So chili recipe. is that a touchy subject?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't make it.
Okay.
That's the good thing.
You've got one guy who makes the chili, right?
Well, actually, we have two or three parents that are doing it together.
All right. They're all combining efforts to,
yes.
to make the chili.
Yes.
What else is available besides chili tomorrow night?
Well, we have pretzels, and we also have, there's dessert. There will be desserts and drinks, and the pretzels are big sellers. We'll have popcorn afterwards in the gym, sodas, the chili dogs, hot dogs.
And we're going to get to the part where I think the PTO excels, apparently excels, because I don't see this anywhere else. And we're going to do that in the next segment, okay?
Okay.
But you're really coming for the chili, right?
Yes, of course. And to spend money.
Bring your wallet. Huh?
That's right.
All right. It's the... I'm talking to Donna Williams. She's the principal at Mount Airy Grade School, part of the North Wayne District. And they're having a chili supper and auction tomorrow night. It starts at 5 o'clock Saturday evening in the Mount Airy Grade School. You want to be a part of it. We'll have more in just a moment.
Community Connection is now online at WFIWradio.com. Now, not only can you hear the Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, but you can hear it online anytime. If you missed the show, go to WFIWradio.com, then click on About Us, then Community Connection for the latest episodes. You can also catch up on past shows. Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3 and now online at WFIWradio.com.
Right?
Not this year.
Not this year. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are they?
We have two baskets that are named Let's Make a Mess, and they have to do with arts and craft items.
Oh, okay.
And then we have one basket that's Chill Out Mom, and it's pampering items for moms. And we have one that's titled Wrap Up in Fall, and it's fall-themed items in basket.
All right. And that's all part of the silent auction?
It's not.
It's not a silent auction.
No, it's...
live
yes,
auction.
This year they are going to be, I think, silent auction.
Okay.
Always before we've auctioned them off. And so we've switched things up this year. And so
trying
not
something
really,
new.
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So are there Cardinal tickets?
There are not. I don't think there's Cardinal tickets this year, but we do have some tickets to. Some different
events.
Yeah.
That will be auctioned off.
Yes,
okay.
They will be.
All right. So how does the PTO go out and get these things? I know you have things for Evansville and things for here in Wayne County, and there are all kinds of items that will be available. If you go, you're going to find something you need.
Exactly.
And
yes.
Then you're going to find something you want.
Exactly.
So who finds all these items? Who comes up with it? Who contacts all the businesses?
That's where our PTO parents come in, and they really do a fantastic job. They go around and ask different businesses and different, somebody will take areas in Fairfield. Someone will take areas in Flora, and all the different, and they just, the people and the businesses are so generous to us.
Okay.
And they do a fantastic job.
Okay. And... all the money raised goes to the PTO.
Yes.
So what does the PTO do with the money?
Okay, one of the biggest things that they do, and they've done this for the last few years, they purchase school supplies for all the students. So when parents go to Walmart and get that sheet at the beginning of the year, there's very few items for our students.
Oh,
PTO
okay.
Takes care of almost all of those things.
Okay,
so
at the beginning of the school
year. A big one, yes.
Okay.
They also purchase shirts for every student and staff member.
Oh, okay.
Every year. They send us on field trips. We just went to the Possum Patch yesterday.
The Possum Patch?
Yes, up by toward Olney.
Okay.
And,
I guess I don't know what the Possum Patch is.
It's a pumpkin patch, basically, but they have a lot more than just pumpkins. They have animals, and they have a little petting zoo, and they give you a hayride, and it's just a great place to go, and kids love it. They have lots of things to play on. And
okay.
So that was a great trip.
Must have been out of control, right?
Yeah, they were having a blast.
Having a blast. Okay. So what else is PTO putting money for?
If there's a technology need that comes up during the year, they've been very good to do that. They also help with the fourth graders go to New Harmony every year. They help. They fund that trip for them.
Okay. What do they go to the Just to visit they, historic?
Yes, and there's a time every year where they have all these artists and everything that come in.
Oh.
And so they get to go and see the crafts and the people making soap and making rope and doing all those kinds of things.
Oh, okay.
And so they go every year, and
all
the
right.
PTO does that.
And it's all funded through this whole Chili Supper silent auction, or do they do other things throughout the year?
They have one more fundraiser throughout the year. And this year, we're going to change it up again, and we haven't decided what our spring fundraiser is going to be. In the past, we've done a walkathon where the kids just collect money, and then we have an afternoon of walking and activities and fun things for them to do.
Uh-huh.
And every student that way, since we have it during the school day, every student gets to participate.
Okay.
And everything. But I don't know what we're going to do this spring. We're going to change it up and do something new.
So do you got somebody new in charge of the PTO going, you know what, maybe we should do something different?
No, we've had the same president for a few years, Chrissy Atwood, and
oh, okay.
I think just generally in the meeting we've talked about we just need to change it up.
And okay. So. All right. What is the biggest need at Mount Airy Grade School?
Oh, my. You know, they take such good care of us. I don't know that we have a big need, but just continue to do the things that they've done for us would be wonderful.
Okay. All right. We've been talking to Donna Williams. She's the principal at the Mount Airy Grade School. They are having the big PTO Chili Supper and auction. It is at 5 o'clock Saturday night, and lots of items that you'll want and need are going to be available, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the chili is delicious. Also, hot dogs and pretzels and all kinds of desserts will be available.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming back, Donna, and talking to me today. Okay?
Well, thank you for inviting me.
All right. Anytime you have a need, just let me know, okay?
All right. I will.
All
thank
right.
you.
That's going to do it for today.